This is a rather special Palm Sunday. And I think it's important to remember, however, that where there is charity, as Augustine says, there are no distances. And if sacramental reality is not any less real than the sensible reality that we have around us. You know, we can touch and smell and taste things and see and hear things, and those things are very real to us because they come through our senses. Sacramental reality is not less real than what we sense through our senses. And in our sacred rites, we make the mysteries that they celebrate present to us. We are present to them. We are able to be present to them and them to us through our baptismal character. So the rituals and the rites that we enact, especially of Holy Week, make present again, renew again, the saving mysteries of Holy Week. They make them present to us and us to them, but there are so many of you out there who cannot be present to the rites physically. You can't be in church. They have locked the doors in your faces. And so I would suggest to you that this year you are being asked to participate in a truly mysterious way because of those locked doors. The Lord came to the upper room when the doors are locked. Send your holy guardian angel now to be with us, no matter what door is locked. Try to be here and present with us, even though the only means that you have is through the internet. Thank heaven we have that now, and we are able to use it prudently. And I would give you these practical points for your Holy Week. As difficult and amazing and fascinating as it's going to be because of its differences, if you are able to seek out sacramental confession in this time, there are priests who are finding really creative ways to be able to shrive their people. If you can't, at least do your very best to make as perfect an act of contrition as you possibly can. Dig down deeply into your soul. Examine your conscience. And then take all of those sins, all those faults, whatever they might be, and put them into a humble spiritual box and wrap them up. You know, little children sometimes, they want to wrap a present for someone they love. They don't know how to do it very well, and they have to have mom help. Maybe you could ask Mary to help you wrap that box of your faults and sins, and then have her show you how to give it more beautifully to God. As part of your perfect act of contrition, make a humble package and hand them over to Christ. Your guardian angel and your blessed mother will help guide the hands of your mind and heart. If you are able to follow these rites over the internet during the week, please do so. You might look at the texts beforehand and then review them again afterwards, and perhaps keep a pad of paper and a pen by you to write something down that might strike you, and then review it again next year when happily we'll be able to be in our churches, please God. And carry over what you found then to that time. Use this opportunity to dig deeply into the rite. You're not going to be able to make a Eucharistic communion, many of you, so make an act of spiritual communion. There are various things available. By now you probably looked them up. Afterwards, get down on your knees where you are and ask God for a miracle. Ask God by His might to wipe out this pandemic. Wouldn't that be amazing? It would be incredible. Suddenly, if it were gone. Perhaps it requires but the addition of your prayers to those of others to move God to mercy and for the miracle to take place. We don't know. We can always ask, and we always should ask for miracles. Meanwhile, also, you might offer whatever difficulties you have, or sorrows, or challenges, or pains, maybe you're ill, and our prayers are with you if you are. You may be suffering also the loss of a loved one, or you're afraid because they're sick, or whatever it might be. You might be afraid about work, or whatever challenges that you have. Take them, and just as you made a spiritual box for your sins to give to the Lord, you might take your difficulties and from a distance, put them into the chalice that the priest prepares during Mass when he puts those little drops of water in. Pour all your problems into that chalice for them to be transformed and lifted up. And take your sufferings and offer them in reparation for so many sins against our Eucharistic Lord. One of the ironic things that has come about as a result of this isolation and the locking of the doors is, it's hard to say it, but it's true, the sharp drop in sacrilegious communions. Make reparation for offenses against the Blessed Sacrament. And keep your spirits up as we enter into this Holy Week and this time of liturgical deprivation. Learn to live this Holy Week in a way like no other Holy Week you've ever had, or hopefully will ever have again. Remember, this is the time that God chose for us to be in existence. This is the time He called us into existence. From before the cosmos, He knew that we would be here in this time. So what an honor it is to live right now. What an opportunity. The more difficult the time we live in, the greater the graces are offered to us and the greater opportunity for glory in heaven. What an honor it is to live in these hard times. Thank God for everything that's being offered to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.